Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. To God be the glory. We thank you, Lord, as we are gathered together for fellowship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let the entrance of your word bring in light and give understanding in our hearts this morning, even as it is written in the scriptures. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. Give you, Lord, the praise, and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want to get to this quickly. There's an urgency of the Spirit upon me to release, these prophetic declarations over the house today. Praise the Lord. We are in the last day of this month. Wow. The beginning of the month, I believe the Lord spoke to us, you know, give us hope for rest and for peace. A month of rest, a month of peace, a month of celebration. And we're now at the end of the month. I want to declare a few more things for us as we close out this month and entering up into the following month. Praise the Lord. You know, so as I make these declarations, you can appropriate them for yourself and for your household, and the Lord will fulfill and watch over the word in Jesus' name. The first thing I want to declare today, we're going to take it also as, you know, declarations and prayer points. As we declare it, receive it, pray it, believe it, and you shall have it. Praise God. I want to declare divine favor. Yes, divine favor. As we close out this month, I declare that the favor of God will surround you like a shield. And you make that personal for yourself. Psalm 5 and verse 12. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Glory to God. So, Lord, I declare that word over this house, and that your people today may receive it into their hearts. Thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. The Lord will favor you, with compass you about with favor as with a shield, in the name of Jesus. I declare the favor of God will surround you, and every door that God has ordained for you, even in the coming month, will open without resistance in Jesus' name. I declare, even as the scripture says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55 and verse 12, that you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills will break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field clap their hands for you. But therefore, I declare, based on that word, that people, systems, opportunities will align in your favor this month, in the name of Jesus. I mean, the new month, as we are closing out this month, going into the new month, I declare these blessings over you in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Praise God. I've walked through this month, and I'm walking beyond this month, up through the next, with supernatural advantage and divine favor and approval. I declare it, so it is spoken, and so let it be in Jesus' name. Amen. That's our first declaration of divine favor for you. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, watch over that word to fulfill it. He will line up people. He will line up even circumstances and situations. Things that are proved difficult, the Lord will bring them low. He said, mountains and hills shall be made low. Valleys shall be filled. Crooked places shall be made straight. The rough shall be made smooth. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in your life. And over this ministry, I declare this for walking with God in the name of Jesus. The glory of God be released and all flesh will see it together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare, according to the word of the Lord, that our word today is sanctioned by heaven. He said, I shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Glory to God. I declare that instead of the thorns, there shall come up the beautiful trees, and instead of briars shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign, beginning even this day, in the name of Jesus. As you go out, you will go out with joy. You'll be led forth with peace. Various things are God aligned, and even people celebrate with you. Clap their hands. Isaiah 55 and 12 says, in Jesus' name, amen. As we go through these declarations, if you are receiving them, can be typing your reaction into the chat room. Praise the Lord. Number two, declaration of blessings. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. You know, God is wanting us to, you know, speak these words for activation. They are there already in the scriptures, but you got to release them for activation. And the angels of the Lord are waiting to hear the voice of God's word out of your mouth. And you go into action to see to it. The blessing of the Lord will make rich both you and your loved ones in your household, and there shall no sorrow be added to it. As we close out this month and heading into the next month, in the name of Jesus, I declare that the blessings of the Lord rest upon my life. And you know, that's what you should be saying. Declare it for yourself. Without sorrow, we don't want mixed bag. We declare the blessings of the Lord without sorrow. Hallelujah. Every blessing that God had assigned for you in this month of July must be released. Those that are still held up for whatever reason, they must be released. Even before this month closes, that means today you will receive testimonies or open doors. Declare it, because God, you know, cannot be limited by days, by number of days, month end, first day, last day, middle day. No, Jesus said, "My Father walketh hitherto, and I work." The Lord is walking every day. He's already made preparation to bring you into the expected end. To God be the glory. Every blessing that was ordained for you for this month must be released. Yeah, must be released before this month closes. And then you shall have it as you go up into the next month. I declare that my family, this is for you. You'll be saying it. My family, my home, the divine assignment in my life will overflow with increase in the name of Jesus. I declare that for walking with God, there shall be increase. The Lord will make increase on every side. Increase in your family, I declare for you in Jesus' name. As I step into August, say that for yourself. Carrying with me the blessing of the Lord is going before me. It's walking with me, and it's coming after me. The blessing of the Lord. Declare it for yourself in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blessings on the left, blessings on the right, blessings in front, and blessings behind. For thou shalt break forth, glory to God, on the right and on the left. You know, we got to declare these things in order to activate them. They are in the scriptures, but we have to declare them. Isaiah 54, sing, O barren that thou that is not bare, break forth into singing and cry aloud, even thou that is not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate, and even the children of the married wives, say the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Glory to God, as you make preparation for new things that are coming. Yeah, prepare the space. Hallelujah. And let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. Glory to God. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make even desolate cities to be inhabited. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. Declare these things over you, over this ministry, and over your family, in Jesus' name. Number 3, I declare, the Lord has said, 3 John and verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Glory to God. Therefore, I declare supernatural prosperity over your finances. Yes, wellness for your health. You know, wellness in your relationships and the purposes of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that lack and shortage and financial pressure broken off for your life. In the name of Jesus, God will bring increase, divine provision, divine ideas, divine connections will locate you in the name of Jesus in this coming month. Now, as you stand and make these declarations, as you put them down, the Lord is watching over them for you and for your loved ones. You're standing in the gap for anybody. It is so in Jesus' name. I declare it for your children. I declare it for my children. I declare it over walking with God. Everybody that's part of this family, divine provision, new ideas, divine connections locate you in this coming month in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even while you are sleeping, the Lord will seal instruction in your heart. While your children are sleeping, the Lord will seal the instruction in their heart. You know, they will have divine inspiration and moments of illumination in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I declare that the work of your hands will prosper and the Lord will establish your steps. So you say, the work of my hands will prosper and the Lord establishes my steps even as I go up through this, the beginning of this, the ending this month and going into the next. Psalm 90, we read from verse 16. It says, Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. That's right. The glory of the Lord must appear over your children in this coming month. And as you close out this month, over into the next, the glory of the Lord. And the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Be upon everybody walking with God. I declare it in the name of Jesus. This is how we activate the word of God. I declare it. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Psalm 90 and verse 17. Yea, the work of our hands. Establish thou it in Jesus' name. The plans that walking with God, you know, has for September to remember. Establish thou it, Lord. In Jesus' name, to go up into this next month, to God be the glory. Let the Lord, let his glory shine over us. Let his work appear unto us. Let the glory of God be upon our children. Let it be upon walking with God, upon whatever we set our heart to do by the word of the Lord. So let it be established in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Now, declarations number 4 for healing and wellness and wholeness. Glory to God. Yes. According to the word of the Lord in Jeremiah 30 and verse 17, I will restore health unto thee. Glory to God. And I will heal thee of thy wounds. Thank you, Jesus. Every wound, everything internal or otherwise, that the devil or sickness or infirmities have afflicted upon you, we declare that they are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord said, I will restore health unto you. That means the health that the devil has taken, the Lord will restore unto you. And according to the book of Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 24, the inhabitants of the kingdom and the members of walking with God shall not say, I am sick. No. The people of this platform and this ministry shall dwell safely, and they shall be forgiven of any iniquity, and the Lord will heal. Yes, he will heal thee of your wounds. Now declare this for yourself. I declare complete healing in my body, my mind, my emotions and spirit. Declare it for yourself. Declare it over your children in the name of Jesus. Every July affliction expires tonight. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. We expire it. Just as this month is about to expire, we are also expiring all negative things along with it. We expire all afflictions that have lingered to date. We expire them tonight in the name of Jesus. Now we declare strength, wholeness, wellness, vitality, wisdom, grace, power, and glory of God flow through you, upon you, in you, around you, even as we close out this month and go up through the next, in the name of Jesus. Declare the healing word of God is active over your life. Declare it for myself. For yourself. Say the word of God is active in my life. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and he healed them. I declare that I receive the word of God into my heart. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that the word of God is quick. It is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, even surgical instruments are no match for the word of the Lord. I declare that this word of the Lord goes into my bones and marrows, for it is written, glory to God, that it is pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, dividing asunder of joints and marrows. God be the glory. Let the word of God penetrate into your heart, into your bones, into your marrows, in the name of Jesus. Marrows, creating even new blood cells. Hallelujah. Going into the blood factory and creating new things, even in your body. In the name of Jesus, the word of God is alive like that. Powerful for that. To God be the glory. Beautiful for that. In Jesus' name. I declare that the word of God heals and will restore, renew every part in me. Declare it for yourself. That's what he says. Go inside your bones. Bring bone marrow regeneration. The word of God can do it. Hallelujah. It goes in there and begins. It's a factory. That place is a factory, and God can begin to bring new blood cells, begin to rejuvenate inside of you. God be the glory. Any part of your body where healing is needed, we declare it for you in Jesus. And we close out this month go up into the next. God be the glory. Receive it in Jesus' name. And receive these declarations as the word of God and not as the word of man. If you receive it, so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. You know, as you believe it, it is the anointing that you believe that can work for you. And you receive it and believe it. Bible said that Jesus could not do many miracles in certain places. Couldn't do mighty miracles. He just did a few things because, you know, the people of the places, they limited God. You know, they couldn't believe strongly. And so the deep calls unto the deep. The more you believe, the more you draw from God. With joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Well, by your faith, you will draw mighty miracles down from heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare that every bone in me, every muscle, every cell, every organ, every tissue vibrates with the life of God in the name of Jesus. Declare it for yourself. Isaiah 43 and verse 26 says, declare it, put me in remembrance. Use my word that I've already spoken. Speak it back to me. That's what put me in remembrance means. Speak it back to me so that you may be justified. Speak these words back to me that I've already spoken to you. You speak them back to me that you may be justified. Hallelujah. Number five, I'm declaring peace for you. Peace over the household of God. Bible says, pray for the peace of Israel. Well, I declare peace over walking with God family. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7 says, and the peace of God that passes understanding, to God be the glory, shall keep your hearts and your minds. I declare it for you in the name of Jesus. Jesus himself declared and said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. John chapter 14 verse 27. The declarations of Jesus, so powerful. God be the glory. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Twice he said it. I leave it with you. I give it unto you. Not as the world gives, because the world's peace is tainted by many other things, you know. But I give you that peace that is from the Prince of Peace himself. The Lord said, you know, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I declare the peace of God over my heart, my mind, my home. Declare it for yourself. I declare that anxiety, confusion, fear, and all these things, God has not given us the spirit of fear, spirit of bondage. Put us in bondage because of fear. You know, the Bible says that some people, even all their lifetime, were in bondage of the fear of death. Even according to Hebrews, you know, chapter 2 and verse 14 and so on. These people are in bondage all their lives because of the fear of death. You know, Jesus took on death that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them, verse 15, who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So Jesus took on death, deliver us from death. Hallelujah. And the fear thereof, and every anxiety, every fear, and every confusion, declare that they are silenced in Jesus' name. God has given us the spirit of power and of a sound mind. I declare that we receive the spirit of power. I declare that we receive a sound mind in the name of Jesus. To rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always with a sound mind. I declare that our minds are clear to receive instruction from the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Your mind is sound in the name of Jesus. I remove and I declare the removal of mental oppression. In the name of Jesus, every mental situation, declare mental wellness for the people of God. Even as you enter August, I declare divine calmness, supernatural rest. The Bible says, for so he giveth his beloved sleep and rest. We declare good rest for you in the Lord. You know, night and day, you will not be troubled, nor be agitated in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare for you the peace of God that passes understanding. Declare it for yourself, and I trust that you are putting these things in the chat room with your affirmation. Remember, the amen means affirm what God already said. Mean what you say, right? Expect what you say, and nothing doubting. So, affirm these things as we are saying them. God be the glory. And trust that the Lord will watch over that word, perform it for you and in your life. I declare that perfect peace will govern my mind. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Declare it for myself. And declare it for yourself also. I declare it for everyone that is in this place. To God be the glory. Everyone that is also a member of this house. I declare it for you. That the Lord will keep you in perfect peace. Glory to God. I declare that your mind, you know, and you say this for yourself. Wake up in the morning and say, I declare that my mind is at peace. My mind is at rest. My mind does not need to be troubled by anything. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. I declare peace and serenity and calmness into my heart, into my life, in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak it to yourself. He said, so we're not doing any of that gloomy stuff today. Today, we rejoice in the Lord. We receive peace. We receive instruction, inspiration of the Almighty. I declare that my mind is clear to receive direct instruction from the Lord. I remove the dross, the debris, and the things that will clog up my mind. My mind is free of anxiety. My mind is free of fear. My mind is free of confusion. All those things are silenced in the name of Jesus. God be the glory. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I declare that my mind is stayed on God. Therefore, perfect peace is my portion. As I close out this month and go out into the next month, declare this for yourself. I'm declaring over the house. I'm declaring for you. And I need you to be in alignment and in agreement with these things in Jesus' name. Jesus said, if any two of you, yes, shall agree as to anything that they ask, that I will do it, because where two or three of you are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So that makes three, really. And you are there, and your brother or sister that's believing with you is there. Jesus completes his circle. A threefold cord. It's not quickly broken. He completes the circle. And when he is there, well, you say, well, let every word be established by the mouth of two or three witnesses. Your word and the person that's believing with you and the Lord. Three of you together will establish everything. To God be the glory. Now that's you and me and the Lord. That's all you need. I am here declaring it today. You are there here also believing it, agreeing along, and the Lord completes this circle. And so it is done. Every, at the mouth of two or three, let every word be established. My mouth is one, your mouth is one, the Lord is the third. Let it be established in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. I declare that with, you know, you will be drawing, you know, wells of joy and salvation will open up to you in this coming month. As we close out this new month, great things are opening up for you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. The Lord is my strength. Therefore, with joy and the fullness of joy, I will draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12 and 3. You know, my peace will be overflowing. Ha! Overflowing peace. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Declare it for yourself, and it shall be so in Jesus' name. Number 6, I want to declare for you, open doors. Open doors. The Lord said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8, I have set before thee an open door, which no man shall shut. Glory to God. Now, I want to declare that wrong doors be closed. That's right. Negative doors where you should never have put your foot into, and somehow you went down that path, I declare closure on those things. And I declare that the right doors will be open in Jesus' name. Open ye the gates. That the righteous nation and the righteous people and our people of walking with God might go in. I declare it in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. God be the glory. To God be the glory. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 2. Open the gates. I declare the opening of doors and gates. Breaking down of bars. Opening the gates for you. In the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. The word of the Lord says in Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. Go through! Why can you go through unless the gates are open? Well, the gates are open. Go through! Go through! Saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Why are you standing there? The Lord said, the door is open. Step forth and go through by faith. To God be the glory. Go through the open doors. I declare that this, you know, as you close out this month, go into the next month, the doors will open up of themselves unto you by the mighty hand of God. The force of spiritual arms will open those doors and keep them open until you are clean, passed over in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord that caused the Red Sea to be piled up, the waters of the Red Sea, the raging and proud waters. The Lord parted them and said, you will not have dominion over my people. You know, hitherto and no more. And the Lord who set boundaries, set the boundaries and said, be parted. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, let the waters that be on this side and on that side, the waters that have come down upon you, let them be gathered together in one place and let the dry land appear even in this new month. As you close out this one and go out in the new, I say, let the waters, glory to God, be gathered together, you know, and let the dry land appear that you may go through. Mashatori labo sakaya. Go through, saith the Lord, for the gates are open. As the Lord said in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. Glory to God. I say, well, let all those waters, the proud waves, that try to go over your soul. Well, let them be gathered together in one place. Let the dry land appear for you to create a safe passage for you in Jesus' name. I declare that I am aligned. Well, declare it for yourself. Are you aligned? Well, I am aligned in this new month with God's will, with His direction, with His timing. Huh? I will not falter. I will not go outside of His guardrails. The Lord will guide, say, the steps of a righteous man, are guided, ordered. I declare that God is guiding my steps, moving me in through the open doors and alignment for me in the name of Jesus. I declare that July, the month of July, is ending with clarity. That's right. No confusion. The Bible says that I will not be confounded and I will not be confused. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. Huh. Therefore, will I not be confounded. Therefore, have I set my face as a flint. And I know that I will not be ashamed. That's right. For the Lord said in Isaiah 41 and verse 10 to him, He said, I will help you. Huh. Glory to God. And I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. I declare this over the room today. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Everyone that is incensed against thee shall be ashamed. Huh? Glory to God shall be confounded. But you, huh? Glory of the Lord shall rise upon you. Now, I declare that they shall be as nothing. You know, they that strive against you shall perish, be as nothing in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt seek them and not even find them. And them that contend with thee, they that war against you shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. I declare it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Huh. To God be the glory. Now I declare the words of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verses 6 and 8 unto you today, saying, ah, fear not, and be not dismayed. For it is I, the Lord thy God, that doth go with you. The Lord will not fail you. Hallelujah. Therefore be bold and courageous and be very, very courageous. Step forth and proceed and go forth in the name of the Lord. Why stand still here and cry unto the Lord? Go forward, the Lord said. You know, at the Red Sea. I declare that every Red Sea moment that you face and you have faced in this month and you may face in the next month coming up for you, they will be as a thing of naught. The Lord will pile up the waters, drive up the waters this way and that way and part the way for you to go through on dry land. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I declare it, it shall be so for you, and it is so. As it is spoken, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Number 7, I declare divine protection for everyone that is here. And declare it for yourself. Receive this and declare it for yourself. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. Psalm 121 verses 7 and 8. Well, I declare it for you in this room today that as we close out this month and go up into the next, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I declare these declarations for you. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day. The moon shall not smite thee by night. I declare divine protection for you. You will not be involved in accident or collisions or evil. No, no crazy drunk driver or any of these things will come near you. And when you go out, you'll be at peace. When you come in, you'll be at peace. When you are in your house, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. I declare the words of Psalm 91 for you. No evil shall follow you. No evil shall come near you. No evil shall come near your dwelling, because you have stayed in the Lord, because you have made the Lord, which is my God, the Most High, you have made him your habitation. Therefore, he shall be unto you like a fortress. Glory to God. And under his wings, the shadow of his wings, shall thou trust. You will trust and you will be secure in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. We are activating these words for you. They are there in the scriptures, but by giving voice to it, we activate them in the name of Jesus. And the angels are listening. They're hearkening to the voice of his word. They will do the commandment, the standing order that God gave them. When they speak my word, just like I spoke it, and you go into action and see to it. Glory to God. Now we declare angelic covering for you. Hallelujah. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Day and night, angelic covering for you. Hallelujah. And blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, for the angel of the Lord shall encamp around him day and night. According to the words of Psalm 34 and verse 7, I declare that the angel of the Lord will encamp around me and around you, because we are fearing the Lord. Hallelujah. I declare that you put by faith, I put by faith over my house. This is the house that feareth the Lord. And we give notice that no evil shall come near there. This is also the life that feareth the Lord. Hallelujah. Declare it for yourself. Say, I am the one that walks in the fear of the Lord. Therefore, the angel of the Lord doth encamp around me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, surrounding me night and day. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Well, what is the basis for all these declarations? There can be more, but I'm going to round it up so that we can pray together. What is the basis for these declarations? Well, Job chapter 22 and verse 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. I declare and decree that August, that's right, you know, be a month of favor, blessings, prosperity, healing, and peace. I declare that every battle of the warrior, that has raged in July ends now in the name of Jesus, as it is written in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 5. For every battle of warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled with blood. Well, all the battle against you in July, let them be confused in the name of Jesus. Let them be rolled together. But the blood of Jesus will cover you. But this warfare that we are fighting shall be with burning and a fuel of fire. The fury of the Lord will consume the fury of the oppressor in the name of Jesus. Every battle of the warrior that had raged against you, command and declare that they be confused and you be instead at peace. I declare that I step into August. Say it. We step into August with victory, with joy, and divine movement, divine acceleration. To God be the glory. That's right. Divine acceleration. To God be the glory. I declare it for the month of July. I mean, the month of August. Yes. It's a new month too. August, number 8. I declare the beginning of new things. As we close out this month, for God be the glory. We're closing it out. Walking into August, empowered, covered, established by the word of the Lord. And the word that has gone out of my mouth, saith the Lord, shall not return unto me void. And these are the basis for our declarations. The Lord said, the word that is gone out of my mouth, even as the rain comes down from heaven and cannot return back there, so shall it be for my word that is gone out of my mouth. Glory to God. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. To God be the glory. Now, finally, the Lord said in the book of Numbers 14 and 28, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. This is a basis for declarations. So you say, well, you know, who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded? Well, that's true, but the Lord has commanded it. The Lord, all these things that I read, they're out of the scriptures. All these things that are declared, they are out of the scriptures. The Lord has commanded these things. Therefore, we activate them by our faith and giving voice to his word. As it is written in Psalm 103, verse 20. He said, let the angels that excel in strength, they are prepared for a day and for a time and an hour. Those angels, they are prepared. And they are strong, and they know what to do. They have received commandment from the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The Lord gave them a standing order. When you hear them speak my word, you be listening for it. When you hear it, you move into action, move into position, make it happen, even as they declare it. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. The God that said, while you are yet speaking, I am hearing. While the word is still in your mouth, I'm doing it. That same God is with us, even as it is this day. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Now, I am going to pray these declarations over the room. Then I'm going to open up the room for us to declare these things together. First, I gave you all the scriptures, and we're going to use them in corporate declarations. Individual declarations as we went through, believing that each one of you was, declaring it for yourself and claiming it. Then we're going to do corporate declarations. So, Father, I thank you, for the word of God is so real. Your word, according to Psalm 119 and verse 89, is forever settled in heaven. And we are bringing its power, the power, the efficacy of the word of God. We are bringing it to dominion even upon the earth in the name of Jesus. We're using your word to clear the path for us as we close out this month and enter into the next. To God be the glory. We're speaking the word of God, even for walking with God, as we prepare one more month before we get to September to remember. We're declaring the word of God. These things are for walking with God ministry, and for everyone that's associated with this ministry, and for you who are in this room today. The wind of the Holy Spirit blew you in here, and here you are receiving the blessing of the Lord. And these blessings are freely given. That's right. Freely given of God. Jesus said, it is finished. John 19 and 30. To God be the glory. Therefore, Lord, we receive these blessings even as we declare them by faith today. We walk into these blessings. We walk through open doors. God be the glory. We receive divine favor of alignment, divine appointments that are set up in our favor. God be the glory. So it is spoken, and so it shall be. The Bible says that when you speak it and don't doubt it, but believe it, you shall have it. So we speak it in the name of the Lord. I speak it over this house. For 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 says, believe the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets or his mouthpieces, the people that speak for God. So our prophets are, you know, believe them, and so shall ye prosper. I have spoken for God today. I have believed in my heart, first of all, 2 Corinthians 4 and 13. I have believed it, therefore I spoke it. And as I have believed and I have spoken it today, the Lord said, I am he that performeth that counsel of my messengers. You know, this is my assurance that these things that I have declared over this room today will be so in Jesus' name. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, even he that formeth thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. I didn't need any help then, and I don't need any help now. I am he that frustrated the tokens of the liars. I am he that maketh diviners mad, turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. But I am also he that confirmeth the word of my servant, and perform the counsel of my messengers. And saying to the people of walking with God, thou shalt be built up. And this is the year of my redeemed, saith the Lord. And every word that have been spoken over you, none of it shall return void, neither shall it fall to the ground unfulfilled. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Now, let us rejoice in the name of the Lord. Let us walk in victory. Let every head that's been bowed down in July, let it be lifted up. Ha! Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? Well, he is the Lord, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. And again, he says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let them be even lifted up, and let the King of glory come on in. Thank you, Jesus. The everlasting God, the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. He's coming in into your situation. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.